to-do lists. A question asked by Paul at Omani blog was, do we use to-do lists? And if so, how do we use them? And I saw that this was taken up by Jana at JN2N, and she gave her take on how she uses Wunderlist as her preferred app to set her to-do lists and things. So I thought I'd share mine, what I do with to-do lists and reminders. I've struggled with this over the years. I use my mobile phone for everything, so whatever I do has to be able to do through my mobile phone. I don't use pen and paper because I tend to leave a notebook behind or a diary behind. And over the past few years, I've been trying all sorts of different apps for this very purpose. And for a long time, I got fed up and just couldn't be bothered. The array and the choice was too heavy, too much. And also, I wanted to share this with other people and found that that meant everybody having to install a particular app on their phone to do this, to have the same app as me for it to work. But recently, I've been using Google. I'm very heavily invested into Android and the Google ecosystem. And I found that virtually everybody I know has a Gmail account. And so I worked it around that because I wanted to be able to do to-do lists and reminders for myself, but also to be able to interact with other people when relevant. So I use two systems, basically. I use Google Keep for my checklists. And an example of that with sharing with somebody would be a shopping list that I share with my partner. We have a shopping list. It's on Google Keep. It's on both of our devices. And every time one of us wants to add something to that shopping list, we just add it and the other person is aware of it because it's synced across the devices. I also use Google Calendar, and that's for all my appointments, basic reminders, things that aren't so much a to-do list, but reminders of things to do. And I use Google Calendar for that. And again, that works well with people that I share a calendar with. I have a hiking calendar that I share with some people. And I can put on there, for example, that I'm free at a weekend, and the people that share the calendar can say whether they're free or not, and we can get together and do something about that. And it works really well. And all of these things I do using voice activation, voice control. Google Now is very powerful today, and it's very easy to set up a reminder and a calendar event using Google Voice. And I also have Tasker integration, which means that I can create more specific commands that Google can't do. And an example of that will be, I can use voice on my phone to add a list to my shopping list that I share with my partner. So I give the command to my phone, and that command and that item then will be added to the shopping list that I share with my partner on Google Keep. And that's very important to me, using voice, because often I'm thinking of things as I'm walking or driving or otherwise engaged, and my phone's always with me and I can keep it in my pocket. I don't even have to take my phone out to use the voice activation. As long as I use the word OK Google, or there's a couple of other phrases I could use as well, my phone will activate, listen to what I have to say and perform the relevant task. And I would say that 99% of the time this works. The odd occasion it doesn't, for whatever reason my phone's powered off. But it does work when there's no cell coverage, because I've set it up so that even if I don't have a data signal, my phone will take the command. And if a data signal is required to perform that command, it will wait until my phone's in a cell coverage. So that works really well. Basically, I use Google Keep for my to-do lists and Google Calendar for my reminders and events, and I can share them or parts of those lists with whoever I want to. Thanks for asking the question, Paul. Thanks, Jana, for your take on it. And I wonder if anybody else wants to join in with this little conversation about how to use and how do we use, if we use, to-do lists and reminders. Thanks, Paul, for posing the question. I'll be you all soon.